Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
No, not at all. We have Ben Tolich here from Mali Mali. I'm not too sure exactly where Ben's joining us from, but we're joined by with Ben. We're talking to him about his new track, Croatia, which is out wherever you find your music. Good morning to you, Ben. How are we doing?
Good morning, Zach. I'm good. How are you?
I am a little bit sick, as you might be able to hear in my voice, but other than that, we're all good. Where are you joining us from?
I'm in the Kumu countryside at the moment, West Auckland. I'm just at work, just having a little break to chat to you. But yeah, it's nice and rainy here. Well, overcast, but it's a beautiful spot. So yeah.
Mean. Do you have a very outdoorsy job? Because it seems like you have some high-vis stuff in the back of your car there.
Oh, well, yes. I work at a centre, a support worker for people with disabilities. And so it's quite a small centre, but we have this lovely outdoor property. I'm just sitting in one of the cars right now to talk to you. But
nice.
We go out and about into the community. Yeah.
Me. Oh, that's such a sweet job. That's an awesome job.
Man. Yeah. It's nice.
I want to start with a question about how you got into music, because I read that music became a really big thing for you when you were a skateboarder and you discovered a whole lot of skate videos, and then songs from those skate videos you got obsessed with, and that sort of what overtook your interest in skateboarding got you super into music. What were the songs from those skate videos that you were obsessed with?
Great question. Yeah. Are you a skateboarder?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, there was this video called 411 VM, and they came out, like, was it every month? Like, on VHS. So I used to get those VHS videos. And I can tell you the exact issue. It was 411 VM issue 44. And the opening section is when they do, like, slow motion, like, montages of skateboarding. Mm-hmm. And there was a band called Vast, visual audio sensory theater, and I got obsessed with Vast. It's pretty much all I listened to for about, you know, 2 or 3 years. That was, I mean, I had always liked skate videos, had good music, but that was the first band that I got obsessed with. And it was through skateboard videos that I started learning piano. I would, like, ruin the VHS tapes, kind of pausing and rewinding and, like, learning little, like, I remember there was an album Leaf song on a video, and I learned that track. So that's kind of what got me into appreciating music to actually playing music, was through ruining VHS tapes.
That's awesome. I'm surprised that skate videos were featuring piano and not, like, you know, either Deftones or hip hop. That's what I would imagine skate videos had.
Some videos were like real works of art, you know. There was a lot of interesting music on skate videos, yeah.
Oh, man.
Whole range.
I'm so uncultured. I'm so ignorant to this. I need to have a look. This new track you've put out, Croatia, is the first new material in 3 years since your 2023 album, Spirit Tide. What's been keeping you busy otherwise? Lots of cycling?
This song is inspired by a cycle trip my wife and I did, and just before Spirit Tide came out, and it was in Croatia. It was a cruise, like, on this humble little boat with about 20 people, and we went around to the islands for about a week, and we were fortunate to have beautiful weather. And you land in the island, and then you cycle, and they pick you up on the other side, and you sleep on the boat, and rinse and repeat for about a week. So that was kind of, that experience was kind of the impetus behind the lyrics for the song. But but then, you know, I put the album out, and then I kind of hit a bit of a wall, because I've been doing, you know, I've been putting things out for a little while now, and I think after Spirit Tide, I kind of needed to reset a bit. So I spent the last few years kind of taking a bit easy and slowly chipping away at these new songs, but excited to get back into it.
Oh, that's all. I'm really, really happy to hear. Before we start talking more about the song, I wanna know, what's the best country that you've cycled in so far?
I mean, I'm actually not a cyclist, so I would have to say Croatia.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was a once-off idea, and it was funny because me and my wife, we were on normal bikes, and everyone else was on e-bikes. Mm. So we were holding everyone else up when they'd get to the end, and they'd have to wait like, I don't know, I feel like an hour at times for us to like slowly lagging behind on our normal bicycles. So I got very fit in 1 week.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, no, actually not a cycler.
Well, I think that you were doing, you know, you were playing it fairly. E-bikes are like, if you don't live uphill, or if your place of residence to your place of work is like 40 minutes away, then sure, those are valid reasons to have an e-bike. But otherwise, use a push bike. Use your bike.
Yeah, I mean, use that's what we thought. And then on the last day, we tried an e-bike and we were like, oh gosh, we should have done that. It was so much more relaxing. But yeah.
Fair enough. You mentioned that it was inspired by a visit to Croatia, and the track was going to be an instrumental track. It was just going to be all piano until you went to Croatia. There's some pretty important, significant lyrics in here about, you know, seeing the town your granddad grew up in, seeing where he would have drunk water from the well there. What did you feel in that moment when you saw his town over the mountains? Did you feel a very, like, deep connection to Croatia in that moment, or something a bit different?
Well, I mean, I've actually been, it was my second time, so I did go when I was younger with my family, and that was quite a significant trip because my grandfather, he was alive then, and he had drawn us a map of where his village used to be. And so we pulled off on the side of the road and we walked on this, you know, hand-drawn road, like this map that he had drawn. And as we were walking there, this car pulled up and was like, "Who are you?" And I was like, "Oh, my name is Tolich. My grandfather used to live here." And he goes, "I'm Tolich too." And he was some relative that we actually, you know, we didn't even know. And he had been looking after the village, which no one, you know, they just kind of maintained it, but no one really lived there anymore. And so that was a very impactful experience. And then we went in with his family and we got to meet some distant relatives. So this trip with my wife was more kind of, it was reminding me of that experience. And so We were on the boat, and the guides that we were with pointed out the mountains where his town is, and that just kind of it brought it all back. Like you say, the song itself, I wanted lyrics, but I hadn't had any ideas of what the lyrics would be. And then I was listening to the piano demo as we were, you know, sailing past the mountains, and then I think that kind of hit the nail on the head.
Out of curiosity, why did your granddad leave Croatia? What was the driving force?
Well, he left when he was 16 because of, you know, what the tensions that were going on. So he was, you know, he came very young on a boat. Crazy, you know, would have been, I can't imagine what it was like traveling on a boat from Croatia to New Zealand. So he left very young. And set up a life in Te Awamutu and met my my grandma, who's also Croatian.
And the rest is history.
Oh,
that's so sweet. the song, it has a lot of feelings of alienation or around place and memory. The recording, it's very mind fucky. I'm just going to say it. It's weirdly close but distant at the same time. Your voice, it echoes in and out. It overlaps over itself. How do you think the song evokes these feelings of alienation in terms of its sound or the production?
Well, I recorded it on a Tascam cassette, Tascam 488. And I've been wanting to do that for ages because it forces you to strip things back. You can't overthink. You know, if you start doing too many takes, the tape starts warping. And so, you know, I recorded it pretty quickly, I think, this one. There's some double track vocals there, but it's pretty stripped back, just piano, a little bit of organ and vocals. I think I wanted the piano to really be the driving force and the vocals to kind of sit with it. As opposed to previous albums, the lyrics were always key. And I this one, I even though the lyrics are there, I was less interested in them being as upfront. And so they kind of blend in with the piano a lot more, in my head anyway. And then they get a bit lost, you know, through the bridge part. They get a bit all over the place. But the lyrics, you know, my head was in a weird place when we did this trip. I was kind of going through a bit of a interesting time mentally. And when you're traveling, that can feel quite dissociating when you're in these beautiful places, but you're also, you can feel detached. And so, you know, I'm cycling in these beautiful landscapes and I'm trying to take it all in. And at moments I am, and then in other moments my head's in another place. So I think the song kind of captures that feeling, I think.
Mm. I think that's probably a shared experience with lots of people who are visiting their homeland in particular. Like my dad, my dad went to Poland a few years ago and he loved it. But he said when he got back that he never felt more New Zealander than when he got back to Invercargill. It's like, I don't understand the language or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think that's the thing. Like, I have this connection to Croatia, but it's also very distant. You know, I've only visited there and for brief amounts of time. And so it's, you know, the song is trying to grapple with that as a grounding force, you know. Like, I'm here, there's significance, but also I don't know the place, you know. I'm passing through. So I guess it's trying to wrestle with that tension.
Totally. And we're kind of double burnt as Pākehā in this way, because we don't really have any old cultures to align with. We sort of lost our European cultural heritage for the price of the identity of whiteness. And the only thing we really have to claw onto here is like these weird colonial and post-colonial narratives and myths. So it's a real bungled identity.
Yes. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a funny feeling. It's a very
weird thing.
It is.
And I'm grateful to know my have that connection with my grandparents and be able to, you know, learn from that. But you're right. It's a bungled feeling.
Yeah, totally. Which is why I think the treaty is a really great document, because it's like something to live by more. It feels like one of the first examples of New Zealand history or culture that you can put down. And, you know, anyway, you're going on tour with Fables pretty soon, and you're going to be playing Dunedin next Thursday at Pearl Diver.
Yay!
How exciting.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'm very excited. Last time I was there was 2021, I think. So, yes, Jess from Fables, she just put out her album today, and we're excited. We're playing a couple of shows this weekend in the North Island and then heading to the South Island. Yeah, Dunedin, 23rd. Pearl Diver, and then we've got the Sherwood, Queenstown, and then Wonderbar, Littleton. Very excited to play in Dunedin. It's furthest away from Auckland, you know. I mean, Invercargill would be great. I have not yet played Invercargill. So it always feels special being able to get down there. And, you know, it's an interesting time to be driving around the South Island with fuel prices and stuff, and so that's why that's why we hope people will come out, you know. It would be great.
for sure. Maybe in the future you can go down to Invercargill, but for now Dunedin will be the as south as you go.
I'd love that.
Can we expect to see any more songs coming down the pipeline from you?
Yes, so I recorded, you know, about 18 songs on this Tascam, and they're all done. I'm just trying to pace myself a bit. In the past, I've kind of just rushed through things, and so I've put this song out, and I hope to put out another one in the coming months. And I haven't got any confirmed dates on album stuff, but it'll happen. The plan is to spend this year kind of getting that going. So, and I'll be playing some new songs live as well. So yeah, I'm definitely getting in that headspace and looking forward to it.
Awesome, lots to watch out for. Thank you so much for going on your break and taking the time to talk to me this morning. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or opinions to leave our listeners with?
Oh, no.
I love putting people on the spot, bro.
Just, you know, it's a crazy time, but I'm feeling like live music is feeling more important as a performer these days, and hopefully as listeners as well. So I feel like I hope people come to see us because I don't know. I'm learning to really appreciate what it means to play in front of real people these days. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I'll be there. I'll see you there.
Great.
Yeah. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Can't wait to meet you and Jess. But yeah, I think that'll be all the time we have for this morning. Thank you so much, Ben. Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, lovely to meet you.
Yeah, lovely to meet you too. Lovely to meet you. All right, folks, that was Ben Tolich from Marley Marley. We're talking to Ben about his latest track, Croatia, which is out wherever you find your music. We are going to use Bandcamp, as Bandcamp is the best way to support artists. If you're not buying merch, it's definitely better than the streaming services. Here is Marley Marley with Croatia. After this track, we'll have maybe another track, and then we have an interview with astronomer Chris Stockdale, based out in Gippsland, Australia, who just received the Page Medal for contributions to astronomy. Here is Marley Marley with Croatia. See you soon.
Got a jet lag high, left my head in the sky. At all times of day, it's the afternoon.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.